Well, we are so blessed to have you. This is your first time here. I think everybody I've seen here, we either know you or you've been here at one point with a session with Papa Jack, and I know what he's been releasing. I've gotten a few text messages from people who've been streaming and watching the stream, and just how equally that they were being touched as the people here were live. And so we want to encourage you on that. If you missed any of the sessions, or if you want to go back and listen to it, they'll be up on our website or on our YouTube channel, and you can check it out there. And I encourage you to do so. There's so much kingdom revelation that's coming out that I don't think you can get it in one get at. You know, you need to go back and listen and listen and listen, and then let your mind catch up with what the Spirit is doing too. So we're going to receive a love offering tonight. We do it at every one of our sessions. And so if you have not yet gotten a chance to sow into the ministry of Papa Jack and Mama Frida, I want to encourage you to do this. If you just raise your hand if you need an offering envelope, or if afterwards you want to give you a credit card, you can do that. If you've already given, there's no compunction on this or whatnot. But we just want to continue to pour in and sow in the seed of what God is doing through Papa and family, and there's some good stuff that's happening. Have you guys been blessed? Yes. Yeah. You're about to guys get more. So, Papa, why don't you go and come on up? Why don't you guys stand and just give honor to this mighty man of God, this father of faith.
Thank you very much. Fine. How are you this evening? How are you this evening? It's been a wonderful day. And I was so tarred. Felt like I'd been standing on my high heels, arning on a low arning board. With a cold arm. But I got a nap and got over being tired. Isn't that wonderful? We had a wonderful meeting this morning and this afternoon. Just a real blessing. You need to know that you bless a preacher at several levels. First, just showing up at about 98.6 degrees, and that's a blessing. And then listening to him. And every once in a while, sort of egging him on, huh? Yeah. Like waving or saying amen or something outlandish like that. But the payoff is when God uses what he says to bless your life. And I love to hear about that. We have some very important guests tonight. And Frida, does she have a mic? Is going to introduce these guests. And we're glad they're here. We're glad you're here. Amen. Yes, you may stand up, you may come up here, or you can do it from down there. Hello.
Even so, I'm short. I'm sure y'all can see me. If not, you just move about so you can. But it's wonderful to be here with y'all this weekend. Did y'all have a great day today?
Yes.
Okay. Was today better than yesterday? That's good, because we are going, the word says, we are going from glory to glory.
Yeah.
Right? One thing, I am so rejoicing today. John said, I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. What is the truth? Jesus Christ. And as a parent, there is no greater joy than to know that our children are walking in the truth, that they have been born from above, they have been born again, that they love Jesus Christ, that they love to share what they have received, Christ in them, the hope of glory, just as Christ in us, the hope of glory. You know, when Nicodemus came to Jesus, he recognized that he was a man of God, came to him by night because he was, I don't know, kind of afraid to be seen because of what the rest of the Pharisees may say or think. So he came to him by night and said, I know you're a great man of God because of all the signs and wonders that you perform. And Jesus told him, I tell you that no one will enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, unless you have been born again. So Nicodemus says, what do you mean born again? How can a grown person get back into the mother's womb and be born again? You see, that's the concept of the world. We don't understand. And I think that showed me several years ago that we have what Jack says, the Christianese talk. And we assume that the rest of the world should know what we are talking about. Years and years ago, before I was saved, even people came up to me, are you saved? Saved from what? What? I'm not drowning. I'm not lost. I know exactly where I am. You know? So we have to be careful how we approach the people out there in the world to bring them into the kingdom. So anyway, I would like to introduce my family to you. That's why I am so rejoicing today. And I'm so privileged and honored and blessed to have them come here tonight. So I have my son, Steve, and I know it's going to embarrass y'all, but please would you stand up? That's my son, Steve, and my daughter-in-law, Jennifer. She's actually my daughter-in-law. She's so precious. She's like my own daughter. And my granddaughter, Anna. My granddaughter, Grace. And her friend, Tyler. So, now he is a true Texan. Okay. And my son and family, they just recently, like last year, came here to Texas. He has been in the Air Force for 31 and a half years. So they traveled all around the world, all over the world. And they decided to make San Antonio their home. So we are thankful for them. And I am so blessed. And because I am so blessed, I want to release a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And the blessing that I want to release over you is the one that God personally gave a command to Moses to tell Aaron, to tell his children, God's children. And with that, I would like for you to stand up because it is the word of God. It is from his word. And if we have Christ in us, the word that he speaks comes forth from us. So I want you to receive his word. Der Herr segne und behüte dich. Der Herr leuchte sein Angesicht über dich und sei dir gnädig. Der Herr erhebe sein Angesicht über dich und gebe dir Frieden.
Well, God understands German. So I'll tell you what he's done. He's just hauled off and blessed you. And there's a way to receive it, and I'm going to tell you how briefly. But what has been said is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord show you favor. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now, that's just not a well wish. That is a blessing from God there for you, and you can receive it now. And it kind of helps to say thank you very much or much obliged or hallelujah or whoopee or whatever you say when you receive something that's going to change your life. Amen. And you may be seated. And it is so good to be a part of this family. And I don't know that we have ever been together like this. And I'm about to get to preach to them and you. It's been a pleasure to be here. Tomorrow night, I understand I'm preaching in San Antonio at Kingdom Life Church. A wonderful assignment and a blessing. I told the story, unintentionally really, I told the story of revival that took place. My goodness. Wow. I'm old. 50 years ago. Really, not quite. 48. And I began to tell it and I couldn't quit. And I walked through it and realized that I was homesick for God to do it again. And I want to tell you, God wants to do it again. He wants to do it in you. He wants to do it in me. God's narrative is unfinished. So what I want to do tonight is sort of share with you what happened in the latter stages of the writing of the book on the kingdom that I finished. Goodness, has it been 2 Christmases ago? Wow. I started writing my first book. They sent me a contract and put a little PS on it. By the way, we need your manuscript in 5 weeks. And I hadn't written the title. So I jumped in it and God moved and out came the book in 6 weeks. And 5 weeks and I delivered it. And that book is history. So I assumed after 13 that I could write a book quickly. I hadn't written one. I'd written about 13 and woke up to realize I hadn't written a book in 21 years. I don't know whether it's old age laziness or I don't know what, writer's block or just dumb. But I hadn't written 21 years. And I started writing and I began to have trouble. Not just anxiety inside, but actual warfare. I know what warfare is. I know there's a devil. And he was active in those times. I remember one night I was writing, and all of a sudden my heart pacer fired. Anybody here have a heart pacer or defibrillator? I'm the only one. How about that? One. Okay. Over yonder. Yeah. You and I. Yeah. And when it fired, has yours ever fired? I hope it doesn't. It's like, honestly, getting kicked in the chest by a mule. A big mule. So about 5 o'clock in the morning, pow, thing went off, something like that. A month slipped into 3 and 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 8 months, 10 months. I didn't finish the book until after 14 months. I'm going to tell something of the story of what I learned. I want to title what I'm going to do in these words. How the kingdom came initially. The greatest fact of past history for this planet, in all of its history, is that Jesus Christ has been here. Most important thing. I don't know how it happened. I know it was providential. But when you write a letter or sign a contract or for that matter, pay your bill at the restaurant, you confess that this is 2018, the year of our Lord, A.D. And most of us are aware that the whole world confesses in some way or another that the coming of Jesus Christ into human history was the dividing point, and he has been here. The most important fact of future history is that he is coming again. Okay? As surely as he has been here, he is coming again. The most important fact of this moment is that he is here. He is here tonight. Don't get to where you can gather and assume his here-ness. Celebrate it. Do more than assert it, not just assume it. So I want us to do that, and I want us to invite the Spirit of God to bring us consciously into his presence for one purpose, and that is to discover why we are on the planet at this particular time. It has never been more important that you discover why you are here than it is right now. I don't have to do a litany of reports on the bad news that flanks us every day and every night, all the time. I'd rather spend time on the one thing that is called the good news. It's called the gospel. Jesus promised when he was here, fact said, he said in 24:14 of Matthew, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, then the end shall come. We don't know what's going to happen in the next years. But I can tell you we're closer than we've ever been, right? And the closer we get, the more signs we observe, the more we ought to give attention to how we fit into God's plan of the future. You're going to be somewhere a million years from right now. And that will have been decided by somewhere in your life deciding to say yes to Jesus Christ. So I want to take you to an inner sanctum where this issue of your redemption was born. I was writing the book. I had had trouble. I grieved. I wept. I struggled. And then I sort of hit one of those times when I felt like I was in the corner watching somebody on the computer. I put out this book. And a strange thing happened. I want to share it with you. It was either late November or early December of that year before the book was finished. And had a strange thing happen. We came in from a trip and picked up our mail, and with all the begging for money, the whole pack of mail weighed about 15 pounds, and we carried it in, and I noticed that the December issue of the National Geographic, we've been part of that issue for years, and I take it out of its sleeve, and I was startled by what I saw. Here was an art depiction of Mary, full page, the whole front page, the whole title page. Across the top were the letters Mary, in at least an inch and a half letters. Down at the bottom, I believe to the right, were these startling words: the most powerful woman in the world. And I really was smitten by that. And I opened it, and this is what I found. The year before, there had been an art festival in Washington, as there is every year at that time. And during that art festival, that was the attention, Mary. Her art for the last 300 years. Now, I don't subscribe to the National Geographic because it's a evangelical magazine or a conservative magazine. I love the pictures and I love the art and all of that. I'm about to cancel my order to it because of the direction it's going. But I began to think. They began to ask. In fact, they were so smitten by the fact that art festival broke all records in attendance. And the reason was it was about Mary, the mother of Jesus. So they sent their lead editor to observe, to research, to investigate why this one woman was so famous as to be called the most powerful woman in the world. She looked it over. She studied from every angle she knew and finally just simply confessed, I don't know, but I think it could be classed a miracle. And so I began to think. I began to read, as I'd never read before, the Christmas story. By the way, you need to read it. I'm afraid most of us just suppose that we know what it says. And we lose the shock factor. We lose the really factor, the wonder of it all. And if you can read it with a straight face, you're not reading you're just observing words. You're not reading. the issue. And so what I want to challenge you to do tonight is to let God put you into the room where this is happening and imagine what is going on and know that you are tied into the story by the greatest storyteller that has ever been here. You have been factored in. The greatest fact about you is that you have been factored into this story, this eternal story. It's never been more important that you realize where you are in this story. You are in it. And so I just want to read it and play like you had never heard it before. I could start with Zacharias, but you know that story. I want to start in the room where Mary began to hear the angel speak. Father, in Jesus' name, by your Holy Spirit, make what we read to every person in the room as important as it really is to every one of us. And I pray that not a person in the room will walk out the same as before this period of imagination and revelation and consideration. So, Spirit of God, you who breathed this book and made the pages with words on them, the very breath of God, the very distillation of the breath of God, so that when we're reading the words spoken by God, breathed and made into concepts and reports. So in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, do that work right now in us and prepare us to rediscover or discover for the first time the wonder of it all. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to get your Bibles. Doesn't matter what version. I happen to be reading from the... what am I reading from? Yeah, the Christian Standard Bible. I really like it. And I'm reading from Luke, where the story is fully told. In the sixth month, now the sixth month marks the sixth month of the pregnancy of Elizabeth. You know what's happened. The old couple, he was a priest, and they'd been praying for a child. I'm sure they hadn't prayed for a child for 40 years. And the angel comes and intercepts him in his work. And an angel is talking to a man. And he's responding to this angel. And the angel, you know what he tells him? You're going to be a papa. Your prayer's been answered. I'm sure he said, what prayer? And the angel said, well, the prayer you prayed for a child. He said, you got to be kidding. I mean, hey, I'm an old man. Listen to his strategic words. But my wife is well along in years. Far beyond the period of childbearing. But he said, your wife's going to get pregnant. The indication was that this one born of his wife would be a forebearer, a reporter, a forerunner. And somewhere in the process, he offends the angel by saying, how do I know you tell me the truth? Now, you don't talk to an angel like that. That's a bad way. Good way to get in trouble. So, but he reports, okay, I'm in, okay? And here we go to the most strategic part of the greatest story ever told. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Have you got it? In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Rejoice, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary." Now, if you can read this without being startled, you haven't read it. "Don't be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God, and you're going to give birth to a son, and he will be called Jesus. He will be called great. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Folks, listen, that really happened. Can you feature it? Can you imagine it? And what do you think she's thinking? "Oh, Joe, that's so wonderful. I think that's such good news." No, I don't think that was it at all. I think she said, "What?" She said, "How can this be?" And you would have too. "Seeing that I have never known a man, I've never had sex with a man." Outlandish. Impossible. Totally unrealistic. But it really happened. Get it under your skin. Get it in your heart. He continued, "The Holy Spirit," she's asked how, "the Holy Spirit will come up on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." And now consider your relative Elizabeth. She's pregnant too, and she has conceived. She has conceived a son in her old age, and I'll get ahead of myself and tell you that when this discussion was over, Mary ran toward Elizabeth's house, and when she got in sight or sound, she yelled Elizabeth's name, and Elizabeth just broke into some sort of ultimate emergency language and says, "Who am I? And what is this that I'm the Lord's servant?" And "To whom do I owe this? You've come to me." The revelation that she was a part of a story involving Mary. And it really happened. Now, this is where I'm going. It is as important that you know before you leave tonight how you fit into this story. And I'm telling you, every one of us in this room fits. Like it or not, you don't have to say yes or no to it. You are a part of the story. You were written in. And especially if you're saved, you are a vital part of the story and will affect people all around you and will affect the history, the future of this nation and the nations of the world. So Mary came and they had their little celebration. And then Mary broke out into the Magnificat. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation for those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones, exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. This is revelation from a young lady who was possibly as young as 13 or 14, but she had heard and had an encounter with the living God that is here. Don't lose the wonder. Get your wonder component in action, because this is wonderful. Okay? He has helped his servant Israel, mindful of his mercy, and has spoken to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants. And Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months. I want to go back to the conversation that Mary had with the angel, because it's the very conversation that you are having tonight with him. When she asked how, she was told how she, as a virgin, would have a baby fathered by God. The seed was provided by God, placed in her by the Holy Spirit. And she said, how can this be? And he said, told her how it would be. And then she said these words, be it unto me as you have said. I don't understand it. I don't know how it's going to be. When she spoke those words, she was instantaneously impregnated with the seed of God, the Word of God. That's how it started. Look at me, let me tell you this. To find out how the kingdom came, you have to read this story. And there it is. And as true as it is, I'm surprised that the whole world hasn't come alive with opposition to this. What a story. That's the stupidest, craziest, most impossible story I've ever heard. That's coming. Because the world is about to get in a fight over how this whole thing started. It's coming. You have been written in. And here's what God is saying to you. You trusted my son as your savior. And I have encrypted you. I have written you in to the narrative. It's very important what you decide as we gather around this situation. So I began to write. I wept through days of writing. This really happened. God really came in an angel and spoke to a man about fathering a child in biological experiences. An old couple had a baby out of childbearing age. It really happened. It happened because he said yes to God. Now we've moved to Mary. And by the way, there followed in the magazine 29 pages. It was the lead article. There have been over 7,000 reported miracles across the world in supposed appearances of Elizabeth. But the Catholic Church is very careful not to register a miracle unless it is confirmed many, many ways. And only 68 have been absolutely confirmed. But the shocking thing to me was, here is a magazine, one of the best known magazines, one of the most respected magazines, and probably would register as an atheistic magazine, a highly evolutional magazine. And for that month, the world looked at the story that is the greatest story ever told. And the reason I'm doing this is because God is about to make clear to everybody who's listening what the next season will bring us. I'm really sure of that. We're not a big crowd, but this is an important strategic time. It's an important time for you and for me. It's important that you believe this and believe the implications of it. So I'm so eager that a seed be planted in you tonight that will start the telling of the story in you in a fashion you've never experienced before. I have that feeling. I really do. You're involved. As surely as the angels were watching this, they're watching us tonight. As important as it was then that there be something happen to change that world is the importance of the realization in your heart and mine that we're a part of the story now. And he's saying, I know what I'm going to do in the world. I'm going to have my way in the world. Here is more than a hint as to how I did it before. And this is a prophecy of how I'm doing it again. And you are involved. Holy Spirit, right now, move over us. Just move over us. You're in us. Move over the crowd. Spark our emotions and let them join our minds to bring us to a point of convergence with the perfect will of God. You know the story. You've read the New Testament. You've read what Paul said about Jesus. Jesus is the most important person in the world, in history. And it's very important what happens. I cannot describe to you what's going on in my heart right now. And I pray that God will elicit from you what Mary said in response to God's proposition. And this is what she said. In response to these words, understand, Mary, that nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. That is a poor translation. Let me tell you literally what was said. No word of God is without power. In other words, what makes the word obviously from heaven is that there is backing it up enough power to make it happen. I don't think she understood theologically what was said. But what was said was this. Something is about to happen to change history. Will forever mark history. And that something is right here. And so Mary said, okay. Be it unto me as you have said. And immediately, the kingdom of God entered the stream of human history. Again. Amazing, isn't it? No news recorded the birth. It was heard later. And for the next 12 years, there wasn't a thing that happened. Now, Jesus, as a 12-year-old, was lost for those that period of time from his parents, and they found him with the religious people in the temple, and he was answering their questions and asking questions they couldn't answer. And Mary sort of read him the riot act for a moment, and he reminded her, Mom, don't you understand that I have come to do my Father's business? I've come in my Father's house. And that satisfied her mother. And for 18 more years, as far as the world was concerned, he was a mama who got pregnant, apart from her husband. They lived with a bastard child for 18 years. That was the story. And when he was 30, he began to share the narrative with the world. Here we are, a couple of thousand years down line. The world, as much as it was then, is going to pieces, unraveling at the edges, blowing apart. No direction that is really obvious. And evidently, we've not picked up on the fact that what happened then must happen now and will happen in the same manner as it happened then. God using ordinary human beings to cooperate with divine destiny and becoming a part of the greatest story ever told. Are you thinking with me? Okay, just keep on thinking. There's not a doubt in God's mind that this story is going to continue to be told until every intention of God comes to light and is accomplished. There is a real chance that you and I will be alive if it hasn't happened already, to watch it unfold before our very eyes. It's going to be greatly advantageous for you to know what's happening. The story continues. Now you're a part of it. I finished the book and I went back over it. And I had the experience of saying, God, am I dreaming? Am I putting more importance in these words than are there? Am I out of bounds? But I've never been more certain of anything in my life than what I'm trying to tell you. With halting speech, because I've never quite been where I am now before. Nor have you. So let me try to land this thing by saying some things that I do not remember ever saying. Some time ago, God gave me a statement, unfinished, and said, "You finish it." And I've spoken it several times here. It has never been more important in the history of mankind that right now, and he stopped. It has never been more important in the history of mankind than it is right now that the people of God find out what has gone on and what is going on and what will happen because of what has been going on. It has never been more important that you find your part in the story. It's never been more important than you mimic Mary by saying, "I am a part of it. I give in. I say yes. I say, be it unto me as you have said." And that one thing, that one phrase, and she was instantaneously pregnant. Are you in the story yet? Put yourself right there. You. Not we, you. I, me, you. Personally. Are you willing to say what she said? "It'll ruin my reputation. I'm going to be in over my head. The most preposterous thing I've ever heard. What do you expect of me?" And I'm unsure that you're to be confronted with a right now decision. Are you aware that you're in the story? Are you aware that much is at stake? Everything in you is at stake. Knowing what you know, you can never freely choose to live as if you didn't know. I didn't intend to be this heavy. But that's where we are. I want you to ponder it. The one thing Mary did again and again that kept her at the center of the story, and I'm sure there were hundreds of other times, were these words described. She pondered these things in her heart. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Ponder these things in her heart. Now, the literal rendering of that is, she remembered and perused again what she had heard, giving it primary, ultimate consideration. She remembered the words and she kept them alive in her heart all through her days until she watched him die. And then celebrated with the world his resurrection. Now, I'm a little bit ashamed of the fact that I've criticized the Catholics, for I feel overdoing the importance of Mary. I don't think that's possible. I think we owe her a massive apology. She wasn't a savior. She isn't the Queen of Heaven. She is the mother of Jesus Christ. God borrowed a human body, and one woman has had a baby. And that baby is the hope of San Antonio, the hope of New Braunfels, the hope of America, and the hope of the world. It has never been more important than you, that you and I openly declare a responsibility, because when we took him as our Savior, we acknowledged our part. You can't know what's going on in my heart, and I don't intend to be mysterious. I had not intended to do this. But I don't think I've ever been more conscious that we're where he wants us to be. What are you doing the rest of your life? Where to from here? Quo Vadis, where to from here? Has it made any difference that you've chosen back yonder some 50, 75 years ago? Soon be 75 for me. I said yes to Jesus as a 10-year-old boy. Wow. Wow. Maybe you can think a little better just closing your eyes and walking into a room alone and listen. Okay? Just right now. Lord, we don't understand a lot. Not sure exactly how we got here, but here we are. Having observed what happened, really, really happened, 2,000 years ago. And we couldn't be any surer that it happened, that the story is genuine, authentic, true. But I pray that we'll be able to walk forward to know the rest of the story and be sure that we've made every needed alteration in our thinking because we've been written into the story. And we can say today, with all our hearts, I don't know what it'll involve, but since I'm a part of the story, give me grace, give me wisdom, give me fortitude to walk this story out. Jesus, I thank you that you are here right now in the person of the Holy Spirit. Would you speak to every one of us? And begin to do in us what you desire to do in order to do through us what you want to do. As best I know how, Father, I impart the Holy Spirit in ministry in every life in this room. To so plant us in the middle of this story that all eternity will testify that something vitally happened in us. Come, Holy Spirit. Pastor, God is gifting you to speak prophetically. More kingdom understanding. More kingdom anointing. More kingdom discernment. And more kingdom articulation. We want to know how to talk about it. We want to know what's on your heart and what needs to be said to those around us. We want to be willing to look foolish. We want to be willing to speak in mysteries that will leave people at first a bit confused. We want to speak your word. So right now, Holy Spirit, confirm to every one of us that we've been in your presence. We've heard more than we know that we've heard. Give definition, focus, relevance. Give order. And give us hearts of obedience, total obedience, so that any and every decision we make will be colored, affected by what we've felt and heard here. Jesus, I thank you for the day you entered where the disciples were waiting and said to them, as the Father called me, so I am calling you. And you blew on them and said, receive the Spirit. I have no idea that they understood what had just happened. Nor do I know that we understand what has happened. We open to receive you, Holy Spirit. Give meaning and relevance to what we've heard. In Jesus' name. I have the feeling, Pastor, that you ought to pray over your body here and speak into the rest of us, because we've been witnesses.
Why don't y'all stand up together as one family? I'm just going to tell you, Papa said he's not very excitable, but I am. And I cannot get it out of my heart. This is a sovereign move. This is a sovereign time. What does that scripture say? Many have waited and longed to see this day. There's been generations that have longed to see this day. Even those in the first and second great awakening that saw a foretaste of what's happening, they long to see the day that you're living in. Do you hear it? The disciples, I believe, would long to live in the day that you live in. We read through the book of Acts and we go, why can't we return to then? And they're going, why don't you do what you were destined for now, which is greater than what we did, and we did greater than Jesus. Before I pray over you, I think there's an exhortation that you are made for greatness. You are made to be great. You're made in the image of God. You carry his name. You carry his seed. You carry his purpose. You carry his passion. You be you. You be the one who he made. But you carry the kingdom. You give birth to the kingdom everywhere you go. So, Father, we just thank you that this is not about a local body, but this is about you. This is all about you, King Jesus. You getting everything you paid for on the cross. You getting every soul, every healing, every deliverance, every ounce of praise. It's all about you. So we humbly come and we say, your kingdom come and your will be done now. Yes. We take you at your word when you said greater things. We believe you. When you said that you love the world so much that you came, you didn't want a remnant. You wanted the whole thing. You want a planet of 7 billion people all for yourself. So, Lord, we just position ourselves right now to say yes to you. Whatever it looks like, whatever it costs, there is no cost. Only thing it's going to cost us is everything we were never supposed to be in the first place. So we can have everything that you designed us for and created us for. I declare this is a people that are being commissioned tonight, that by their presence, because they carry you, people will be healed, delivered, set free. That hope will break out everywhere they go. That prosperity will bring out, will spring out everywhere they walk. That there will be no hopeless or helpless situation, because you walk in the room with them. I declare right now, settle it in our hearts, in our minds. No more debate, no more questioning, no more wondering. It is a black and white, yes or no. The Lord's saying, are you in? And he says, I'm in you. He vested himself in you. Holy Spirit, I don't know what you want to do other than just break out. Touch. Yeah, bring new life.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a little child, we receive. Come like a fire. Steve, I'm going to say this not because you're Frida's son, but because I keep hearing the Lord say this. He's given you a master builder way of looking at things. Such a way that you can see a blueprint of a way it should be order. And your whole life, I'm assuming that's the way it's been. And he's put you in positions where you've walked into any organization or any situation and you've been able to know how it's supposed to work. And that's because he's designed you to be a kingdom builder. And I think the assignment he has you in at USAA is a beautiful thing, because it's, you're infiltrating it from the inside out to bring kingdom right where it's at. But what I see him in you is he's beginning to dream in you, and you're going to begin to dream in him, and that there's going to be things that you might have dismissed before as just a pizza dream or just a passing thought. And suddenly he's going to put people across your path, and they're going to be business leaders. They're going to be politicians. And you're going to all of a sudden know, you're going to have a blueprint for them to step into success at a greater level. And what it's going to require of you is nothing other than be you and trust yourself. Trust that you're hearing from him. Trust that your hands are loaded, that when you begin to move and you begin to release it, it releases something into the atmosphere that where people can step into what you see, and it builds, and it will be highly successful. And I can't even, what I see is it's far beyond what I can describe right now. But I just see you beginning to draw, you beginning to write. And as you draw and write, it's just releasing something in these plans. And I don't know how he's going to use it, but I just keep hearing him say, trust yourself, because he trusts you. Yeah. How about we just do this? Holy Spirit, have your way in me.
Have your way in me.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Transform me.
Transform me.
Put into order what you desire. And I'm getting out of the way and enjoying the ride. Thank you for all you've done tonight.
One passage arrested my attention some time ago, and I heard some things about it, but was aware that I hadn't heard all that I needed to hear. And I want to give it to you for your consideration. In one place, and I don't know exactly where it is right now, but it says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search out a matter. But the passage that came to me then was this: nothing is concealed for any other purpose than to be revealed. Nothing is hidden except to come to light. So ask God if you're due any light regarding what happened tonight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm really trusting that God left something to say, like a P.S. in the morning here, but more in you as you go. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for being mystified. I'm more mystified than you, but I'm also aware that God did something. Are you? Yeah. And he's not through talking. Okay. So the Lord bless you. The books are over there. Greet each other. Pray for us here in the morning. And I wouldn't be surprised if God has something to say tomorrow night. There is a total interconnectedness with the kingdom. We talked about it today. There is a total interconnectedness of what God is doing. And the God of heaven knows everything that's going on in the entire universe and knows the meaning of every event, every consideration, every fact, every word. So, may God bless you with revelation.
Yeah. Won't you give God praise? So as Papa said, why don't y'all just fellowship or late for a few minutes. If you need to take off, you're more than welcome to. But we've got some books left over. If you did not get a chance to get the Cosmic Initiative, we ran out of them last night. And Papa was gracious enough to say it'll be at the $10 sale price plus $2 for shipping. So for $12, you can get his book, and we'll get it shipped to you. But all you have to do is put your name over here and let us know so we get your address. We can do that. Also, feel free to, you can give a love offering as well to Papa over there as well. And I encourage you, wherever you go, how many people you belong to a different church? Raise your hand. You guys are awesome. I just want to say we love you. Yeah. So I just pray what you got tonight, just take it, freely give it away, freely receive.